Hello, I'm Mark Steiner. Welcome. Good to have you all with us on this October the 11th. That was Bob Marley, of course. That was a very famous song that he wrote honoring Paul Bogle. It happened in 1865 on this day. Paul Bogle led hundreds of African-American black men and women marching in Jamaica, starting at the Moran Bay Rebellion. It was a very famous day in history, October 11th, 1865. 300 black men and women walked into the town of Moran Bay, which is the parish of St. Thomas in the east in Jamaica. This rebellion was a major turning point in Jamaican history, and it was created this huge debate in Britain over independence and war for Jamaica. And so it's really a very important piece. Many people study intensely in black and colonial studies. That was this day in history in 1865. Also, let's take a quick look at our day in history before we jump into our conversation, this was also National Coming Out Day. In 1988, it was started because of the anniversary of the first National March on Washington for Gays and Lesbians that took place in 1987. This was the day in 1821 that George Williams, founder of the YMCA, was born. And in 1872, Emily Wilding Davison was born. On this day, she was a militant activist in Great Britain who fought for women's suffrage. She was jailed on one of 9 occasions. She was force-fed 49 times. And was really best known for stepping in front of King George V's horse at the Derby on June 4th, 1913. Her injuries led to her death, and her funeral on the 14th of June, organized by the Women's Social and Political Union, thousands of suffragettes walked behind the coffin, and tens of thousands of people lined the streets in support of women's suffrage on that day. This is a day in 1884 that Eleanor Roosevelt was born. The great humanitarian, American politician, wife of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. 1919, on this day, Art Blakey, the American drummer, was born. We'll be playing some of his music. In 1925, the author and screenwriter Elmore Leonard was born. And in 1926, Thich Nhat Hanh was born. He was a Vietnamese monk who stood up for the people's rights and for Buddhism against the South Vietnamese regime, and then also standing up to the rebels, saying that we need a different kind of nation here, was banned from Vietnam and created a worldwide movement, has since gone back forth, and is one of the kind of great spiritual thinkers of our world. This is also the birthday of M.C. Light, born in 1971. On this day in 1809, Meriwether Lewis died, of course, Lewis and Clark. And in 1961, Chico Marx of the great Marx Brothers passed away in 1961, as did in 1963 Jean Cocteau, a great playwright, author, poet from France, and Edith Piaf as well on this day, a great French singer that we'll hear more of during the course of this hour. On this day in 1890, the Daughters of the American Revolution was founded. And it was still into the 80s and 90s that African-Americans were fighting for membership in that group. Now it's the case, but in a very small way. This is in 1899, the Second Boer War began, which was a battle between Britain and the Dutch immigrants into South Africa, fighting over who was going to control African lands. This is the day in 1934 that the American Federation of Labor stood up and led the boycott of German products to have solidarity with their brothers and sisters in Germany. This is a day that in 1939, the NAACP organized the Education and Legal Defense Fund that our own Sherrilyn Ifill now is the head of. And this is a day that the first Indochina War against the French by the Vietnamese began in 1954. And in 1962, this is a day that Pope John the 23rd convened the first ecumenical council of the Catholic Church in 92 years. This Vatican II, that it was known, it was a revolutionary movement that changed the nature of the Catholic Church. The struggles are still going on around that. This was a day in 1975 that Saturday Night Live launched. and NBC, the great NBC show. That day, it was George Carlin was the host, Andy Kaufman, Janis Ian, Billy Preston were the musical guests, 1975. And this day in 1986, Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev met in Reykjavik, Iceland. It was an earth-shattering political meeting that happened on this day in 1986. And that is this day, October 11th, in history.